Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't, you know, this is not, I'm not meaning this as a personal shot at Miles. He's probably my favorite player on the team, him and Nick Chubb. I want Miles to be a Cleveland Brown his whole career. But I think some of the things, it's just not hitting me right. And a lot of it's 3-10. It is. And they're just, so it's really not even what Miles is saying. Because again, Miles would know if he's being genuine, and I'll take him on face value as best as I can.
I genuinely think he is.
If Joel is being genuine, especially Joel.
He hasn't made a bad comment in 10 years.
I mean, he's kind of gone the Joe Thomas thing where Joe endorsed a lot.
But at least with Miles, we've seen him make comments before. You're like, oh, he clearly doesn't like this setup.
There's just something about this self-congratulatory attitude of this team at 3-10. And maybe I'm just kind of processing what a disappointment crap trap season this has been. But man, it pisses me off to hear how well things are going and how we got the right people in place when you're 3-10. It really does. And like the Haslam stuff of like, hey, we got the right people in place. And I'm all for some of this is window dressing. Some of it's you can only take the PR hit once when you come out and say, this is why we failed and I understand that. But man, it just feels like at 3-10, on your way very likely to 3-14, to hear just this back clapping of, hey, we got the right guys in place here. 3-14. Guys, this is not 7-10. It's not 8-9. Those were acceptable floors. And I know they would be massively disappointing if they were 7-10 this year. I'm not saying that. 3-14 or 3-10 as of right now is a million times worse. You have to actively suck in almost every way in the NFL to get to 3-10. And these guys seem nonplussed about it. They're still riding on last year. And I understand that Miles deserves the right to say what he thinks, and I encourage him to. This is what I want leaders to do. But man, how in the hell can anyone look at 3-10 and feel like this thing's the right spot? And Miles,
I don't know that it's the right spot. I think it's more about the future.
But real quick, with that, because I think this is important, because there's always, in as long as I can remember, there have been words versus actions with the Cleveland Browns.
Sure.
So I want to believe Miles. I'm believing Miles as much as I can. Miles being out there, playing through injuries, maybe risking an Achilles injury at 3-10. I'll take that as part of the actions meeting the words. Here's the thing, though. I don't want one more game like Pittsburgh again then. Every one of these games better be one-score games from here on out. Because if I get the sense in any one of these games, we have another second Steelers game, the Saints game. If you guys go non-competitive and you lay down at any point this season, I'm going to go ahead and erase everything you said in support of these guys ever again. And again, this is not me saying I want people to fire. I would like to see people as pissed off as me and every Browns fan out there who freezes their cojones off to watch this team disappoint them in what was, considering where we started with playoff implications, playoff ideologies, right? Playoff thoughts, to go to 3-10 and then, hey, we got the right guys here. And if you like 3-10, wait till we do it again next year. It just, like, I think that's where it sits with me. That's where it's like, man, I don't want to hear this today.
Yeah.
No, I want you to go out there. I want you to beat the Chiefs. I'd like to get some wins. And at the end of the season, I'd like to forget that this happens. And then I'm going to drink the brown and orange Kool-Aid this offseason because you're going to have a top 10 pick. I don't want to hear how good they have it. Just go out, be as competitive as you can, and stop slapping each other on the back because you've done nothing this year. You've done less than nothing. You're the highest paid 3-10 football team in NFL freaking history. So I don't want to hear how much you like Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. I don't want to hear how much Jimmy Haslam. I'm not saying fire him, but stop with the love of God. Oh, I mean, look what we've done. Two winning seasons, one playoff win, three losing season, and now 3-10. Cut the crap. Good God Almighty.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's been building up for like 3 hours because I hadn't pinpointed.
You're allowed to yell. It's okay.
It just hadn't pinpointed me why. When I heard Miles say that, it was like, God,
wow,
bless
I mean,
it.
To be honest, though, I feel like in a lot, listen, I like the rant. I liked you going down that road, but like he was asked a point blank question. What do you think about Haslam's voice of support? He's like, I want these guys here.
There was an oral statement.
I didn't get the self-congratulation part of it, though.
Well, no, everything else we've said from them. But to me, why at 3-10 are we doing or else? Like, again, I think maybe that's the other part. That's where it feels like self-congratulatory.
The threat almost of it all. Yes. Like, you need to keep these guys or else I'm going to be really mad.
As long
mad,
as
or
these
else
guys are here, I'm going to be happy because you enjoy 3-10. Because that's what the rest of the NFL thinks of Myles Garrett. He's not a winning player.
I think it's a devil you know type thing, though. I think he knows Stefanski. I think he knows Barry. And I think he understands nobody's been more aggressive than Stefanski and Barry to try to win and win big. It hasn't worked out for him, but they've been ultra-aggressive in trying to do that. And I think Myles is looking at it and saying, I don't have a million years left. I can't go through a 5-year rebuild. I can't do a full rebuild or any tank, whatever you want to call it.
They
I can't do
are
that.
You don't have to do it either.
But listen, if you're Myles Garrett and you want to stay a Brown for as long as you can, what's the quickest way out? You have two guys that have to win ball games and have to try to be competitive. And so I think he's looking at it and saying that's my best route. If I don't want to waste seasons, that's my best route. It's in the best interest of Myles Garrett to try to have these two guys employed.
I just realized I'm like the schizophrenic dude in the corner because you're talking and I'm listening to you and I'm also having an argument with myself. I'm like moving to side to side and like, well, he's got a good point there. No, he doesn't, Nick. Like the frustrating thing here is I'm just hearing all this and it's like, okay, man. All right. Yeah. You know what? They just got to coach better. Let's all fans out there stop being emotional, stop caring, just start farting platitudes into the wind that mean nothing. And you too can fail your way to 10 years in an NFL job.
I mean, don't you want to know what he has to think about the current situation? I do. I thought that was fascinating. And I took it as a positive. I know you didn't want to hear it that way, but I took it as a positive.
Yeah.
The idea that he's there, he clearly has always had a voice in the locker room. The locker room has not given up on Stefanski. They've not given up on Barry. Clearly, he sees something that he likes and believing that these guys can get this turned around. Like, that matters. It does matter.
Yeah,
because Myles can sniff out BS a mile away.
Yeah, that's... the guy isn't God. All right, the guy has had moments of insincerity.
He's been a straight shooter when he hasn't liked people in the past. And Joe Woods, I go back to it because it hit me like a ton of bricks when it happened. He was bust-tossing Joe Woods before it was even in vogue to bust-toss Joe Woods.
Just because he did that 3 years ago doesn't mean he's somehow being more... Again, because I don't want to paint it as insincerity. I just don't know how, as a competitor, you're cool with 3-10. And again, you're cool and looking at this and going, hey, rubber stamp of approval. Like, that was the one thing that Haslam said the other day that I liked. Hey, I'm not going to get emotional in season. I'm going to look at the end of the season, and we'll go from there. That's different than, we got the right guys, and I'm here as long as they're here. All right, man, because you're endorsing something I don't know I could endorse. I don't know I could get behind where and by the way, there are levels to this. You don't have to go to the extreme on something. Like, yes, you are right to say it's fascinating that Myles has said this, but you don't have to do the I'm here as long as they're here.
That's why it's fascinating, is because he didn't have to.
That's why it's frustrating.
It's Dak Prescott in Dallas being like, Mike McCarthy, that's my guy. I love Mike McCarthy. It's like, no one's even asking you to come out and support Mike McCarthy. No one's even asking Myles Garrett to put his voice to it outside of the idea of, like, what did Jimmy Haslam say, his comments, what did you think about that? He could have not answered the hell out of it, but he went the complete opposite direction, Nick.
Jimmy, Fred, big nose.
Big nose.
All right. We'll get to you guys, 216-474-0092. For some reason, and I think I've espoused them in this segment, the Myles stuff just has not sat right with me, and it kind of came bubbling over there. There's just a lot of, oh, hey, we got this. You don't got this. You're 3-10. More to come on 92.3 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.